This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Last summer, Congress and President Biden made some moves to promote electric vehicle use and production here in the U.S. They did that through a system of subsidies and incentives, so consumers and businesses could actually get several thousand dollars knocked off the price of an electric car if it was assembled in North America. Now, several U.S. allies got caught up in this, and they were furious. The U.S. had to make some adjustments, and that has led to some unexpected consequences. According to Chad Bown, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, he joins us. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Sabri.
So the U.S. and the Inflation Reduction Act basically says we are going to give all these tax breaks to electric vehicles if they are assembled in North America and if they do not contain critical minerals sourced from China. What is the U.S. trying to achieve here? What are the goals?
One is obviously to help the climate problem, to try to shift American consumers away from internal combustion engine vehicles and toward electric vehicles. But second, the Biden administration and Congress were really trying to incentivize automakers to create these electric vehicles and their supply chains in North America and to have the supply chains for the key critical minerals and the battery components being outside of China. And China dominates the supply chain currently. We're worried about that for geostrategic reasons and all kinds of bigger concerns. So there were all these incentives to try to achieve those objectives.
Now, the European Union, South Korea, other allies, they get pretty mad about this. They say, you know, we are your allies. We are also concerned about China. Why are you doing this to us? So what does the U.S. do in response to that?
What ended up happening is the Treasury Department, they released kind of a rule that said there's a separate track for these tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act. So basically, you can lease an electric vehicle from Europe, from South Korea, get access to the tax credit, and that made trading partners much happier.
So what has been the consequence of these changes on the ground?
Leasing rates just bottomed out. Once Treasury made this announcement, suddenly those numbers started to pick up. And now the latest numbers are something like 35, 40% of electric vehicles that are coming into the market in the United States are now being leased. And this is up from 7, 8, 9% at the end of last year.
If we go back to the original goals behind this whole system of, you know, promoting assembly in North America, reducing dependence on China, are we still meeting those goals?
Well, no, not really. Now you can actually source all of the critical minerals from China, provided the vehicle is leased. So this is definitely a trade-off. We're likely to see a lot more electric vehicles come into the market. This is good for climate. It's also helping to smooth over concerns with some of our really key allies, but it is undermining one of the other key objectives as well.
Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thank you so much, Chad.
Thanks, Sabri.